Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Hi, welcome to Skies Revival Radio, a voice for revival across North America. This is Tom from the Sky Family. Last lesson, we spoke of the necessity of confessing our sins to God and repenting of them. If I could sum up what true revival is in just a few words, it is this. Confess your sin and ask for God's forgiveness. Be broken before God and ask Him to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. This is what true revival looks like. This is the revival that will bring healing to our country. This is what God is looking for. A people who are sorry for their sins and turn back to Him with all of their hearts. The miracle of repentance is this: God's grace. As we talked about last lesson, for those who humble themselves and ask forgiveness, the grace of God becomes a bottomless ocean. Do you keep stumbling over the same sins? Are you grieved by your constant failures? This is a good sign. No, it's a great sign. It's a sign that you long to become pure, that you desire to become more like Jesus. Keep calling out to God. Keep asking for His help. This is the key to freedom. Repentance equals victory. Let me say that again and write it down somewhere. Repentance equals victory. Why? Because when you are truly sorry for your sins, even if you have stumbled 100 times in a day, God's grace is bottomless. If you turn back to God 101 times and say, "Please, Lord, help me and forgive me," you have become completely beautiful in God's sight. You are clean. You are even fragrant to God just through the act of repentance. But repentance does more than just bring forgiveness. It also washes us clean. Repentance unleashes the power of God, and suddenly God is for us. God is for you. While we clutch onto our sin and are unwilling to confess it, all the curse of sin is on us. But by repenting, suddenly all the power of God is on your side. Did you hear me? By repenting, suddenly all the power of God is on your side. Isn't that a miracle? While we stubbornly hold on to our sin, we are literally fighting against God. But the minute we let go and say, "God, please forgive me," suddenly God is on our side. God now becomes our defender and our champion. He clothes us in His own righteousness, and we are hidden in Christ. And this is why we are so adamant about revival. With the true heart turning of some of those who are called by his name, suddenly the power of God is for us to forgive us and to heal our land. No waiting period, no trial period. We immediately become the righteousness of Christ. For the one who says, "Lord, I can't believe I've stumbled again. Please forgive me. Please cleanse me. Please cover me with your blood." That is a person who is still completely right with God, who is still the recipient of the immeasurable grace of God. For sin that is repented of, there is no end to God's compassion and to his cleansing. But you can't gloss over sin. You cannot just let it go. You just can't say, "Well, everyone around me is doing this," or, "Oh, this is just our culture." That is not going to cut it with God. He expects us to address sin. He expects us to deal with it. He expects us to deal with our bitterness, with our grudge bearing, with our unkind words. He expects us to deal with the violence of our anger, with the violence that is in our heart, that is promoted by all the things that we see. He expects us to deal with it, that we might become those blameless, innocent children of God in the midst of a perverse generation. This is what the cross of Christ looks like in North America today. This is the cross of Christ, and no one is accepted. No one is accepted from applying the cross of Christ, so that we become pure in the thoughts of our heart as well as in our actions. This is required of us all. God wants to make us fragrant. God wants to make us become good kids that are fit for the kingdom of heaven. There is no violence or lust in heaven. If there's violence and lust in our heart, in heaven, we won't fit in. We belong to hell if we're consumed with lust and haven't dealt with it. In fact, we wouldn't even want to be in heaven because heaven is full of purity. Do you understand that? So if we have harbored lust and violence in our heart, we will be out of place in heaven and we wouldn't even want to be there. Everyone there is full of purity and love, and no one wants harm to befall anyone. So you have to think carefully about this. Are you more suitable for heaven, or are you more suitable for hell? If you are more suitable for hell, get on your knees before the Lord and say, "Lord, I want to be a citizen of heaven. Give me the attitude of heaven. Give me the heart attitude that is pleasing to you, that will fit in with my heavenly home. Lord, I want to be with you." And this is the sign of true revival. This is the sign of real Christianity. This is not Christianity in word, but Christianity in deed. This is becoming a doer of the word, not just a hearer. But now, this is only one area where we need to apply the cross of Christ. And in the next lesson, we're going to cover another area, and it's going to be pretty shocking to you. So put on your seatbelt and get ready to be challenged to become a doer of the word in another area. The cross of Christ goes very deep, and it makes us really examine our hearts. So make sure you tune in again for the next lesson as we cover more of what it means to be the chosen of God, the sacrificed one, the one that is pleasing to God. And let us take all of these things to the Lord in prayer today. Let us address and confront the things in our lives today. Let's not let one more hour go by where we're just drifting along in the culture of our world, in the culture of Christianity today, and say, Lord, I want to become a new creature in Christ. Please take my sins and nail them to the cross and help me to become a Christian indeed. May the Lord bless you in this awesome quest. If you're just getting acquainted with Sky's Revival Radio, this is an outreach of the Sky Family Music and Revival Ministry, which travels the length and breadth of the U.S. and Canada, calling people everywhere to seek first the kingdom of God. You can listen to previous lessons of the whole Matthew series by typing Sky's Revival Radio into your search. You can also get Sky Family Music and our primary teaching tool, an encouraging book called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. If you have any prayer needs, type Sky's Revival Radio into your search. Let us know how we can pray with you. If you would like to help this ministry through prayer and support, please look us up at Sky's Revival Radio. That's spelled S-K-Y, like the sky above, so it's S-K-Y-S Revival Radio. Or you can call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Your contributions go directly to helping keep this radio station on the air. Thank you so much for your help. May the Lord bless you. We look forward to getting together with you again for the next lesson.
Darkness, they will see a great light, and those who dwell in dark depression, the light it will shine on them. Hallelujah. Surely give you the name.